Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, you wish that you were sitting with me right now instead of driving around town in the 105, 106 degrees. Please come and join us now because the red carpet has just been rolled out for you as we toast the tasty temperatures of summer in this live broadcast from Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. This is three digits of deliciousness, and we are just about to raise our glasses high and saying how much we love summer in the Sonoran Desert. And occupying today's celebrity co-host seat is certainly no stranger to our listeners. He's been on the show from time to time, yet he has never sat in the celebrity co-host seat until now. This is an historic moment. One of our spirituous advisors for On the Menu Live, Key Accounts Manager for Young's Market Company. Put your hands together for my friend Chris Kelly. Chris, how are you?
Very well. You could say I'm being christened.
You are being christened
right
and you,
now.
And you christen everywhere you go.
I try.
Well, last time I saw you, you were grilling fresh lemongrass for a cocktail.
That's how you roll.
I was
hoping to throw them in my cocktail. Ends up, I just made that for everyone else. But it worked out. I still happened to come away with a victory in that one.
So. You did. Congratulations. That
Thank
was a
you.
Killer cocktail.
And to you for winning the meat portion of it.
You know what? I'm all about pulled pork, Chris.
I know.
It was a pork bonanza.
Really
but anyway, was. Speaking of great cocktails, it would be a disservice to our listeners to continue on with the show without hoisting our glasses high in celebration of the season. Now, I understand you put this together here, or at least advise the mixologist. What am I drinking?
I would never take away from what Kim does here. I just I help guide her into the spirits, and she does the rest. So that is the Starshine Surprise.
The Starshine Surprise.
It's a bourbon-based cocktail with strawberry. She actually took some Cider Boys, which is a cider that we have, and she reduced it down, so it's the Strawberry Magic from Cider Boys. So fresh strawberry, the Strawberry Magic, bourbon, a little bit of grapefruit, and it just came out perfectly. So
oh, my gosh.
Nice little frothy head on top.
I love
some
a frothy
fresh,
head.
Fresh strawberry.
Now, let me ask you this. We're about to raise our glasses, and I see that you are making your way through that cocktail like a madman, Chris Cohen.
It's delicious.
You have
Sorry.
A little bit left. Well, salute. Happy summer to you.
Prost.
Oh, Kim. Kim's going to be on with us in a couple of minutes to talk about this, the libation landscape here. And if this strawberry magic, this bourbon, this burst of fruit and flavors that are coming together, that's what I want in a venti when they come in here in a Commoner & Co. You know what? You always have your palate on the pulse of things making cocktail news.
Yes, sir.
That I'm anxious to hear, you know, seasons in, seasons out. You come in here the last year, you're talking about rye. We celebrated National Bourbon Month last year, talking about great bourbons. What happens to be trending? What's hot on the cocktail scene these days?
I can't take away from what's going on in the bourbon scene. Everybody wants bourbon.
Right.
Everybody wants the things that they can't get their hands on. Ryes are still on fire right now. Whiskey, brown spirits in general are just crushing it. So not to beat the dead horse, so we'll leave bourbon alone for a minute. What is a big thing
that's enough. Let's get back to the bourbon.
Big thing that's happening, and a couple of my cohorts from Young's Market took over a couple weeks ago. We're talking about agave spirits, and agave spirits are on fire.
Yep.
Mezcal is something that people are starting to realize doesn't have a worm in it. It's not the stuff that they were drinking when they'd go down there, you know, all the gringo juice that they would throw at us. It's really coming along, and we have kind of a revolution here in Tucson. I think because of our proximity to the border, people are a little more open to try new things. We've always been a big tequila market, but mezcal right. is just really taking off.
I love it. Forget about everything Hollywood tells you about mezcal.
Yep.
You know, like
you said,
there is usually not a worm in it unless you're drinking the Cusano Rojo.
Just for marketing.
But I
purposes.
Love the smokiness of the mezcal.
Absolutely.
I love the way that, I mean, even from the nose, the fragrant smoke really begins the cocktail story before even your first sip.
Well, and I think the transcendence has really happened because of this whole bourbon boom. So
right.
it started with bourbon. Bourbon's sweet and easy to drink. Rye's a little spicier. People develop their palates. They move into scotch. They find out they like things like Lagavulin or Peat Monster, or any of those crazy over-the-top Octomore from Highland Park.
Peat Monster, what wasn't that your nickname in college? I swear it was Peat Monster.
Bearded Monster, maybe. Shaved it off right before I came.
So Mezcal, agaves, those are really hot. Great time of the year to enjoy a little smoke. What else is trending on your scene?
Something that I've been noticing a lot. I did a little traveling over the last couple of weeks, and I've noticed it kind of throughout the entire West Coast is bitter. So you see a lot of bittering agents being added to cocktails. You see Amari's coming through. Some big things that have been happening. It's been happening for a while in California, but it's starting to make its way out to Arizona. You see a lot of Fernet Branca is a big one.
Oh, gorgeous.
I say that one in particular because we have a couple bottles sitting in front of us.
What a lovely coincidence.
A lot of Amari that originally were thought of more as just digestifs and people were having as sippers after their meal are now incorporating their way into cocktails. So you see a lot of that as the bittering agent, not necessarily using bitters, but using a bitter liqueur in place of that.
First time I've ever heard of it, I tell you. Bitter liqueur. It's the best of both worlds.
So you may have had a Campari and soda before.
Absolutely.
Or an Aperol spritz. So that's a bitter liqueur. So you've got something, and I brought my own again. I know that we love St. George. I know that you love St. George.
Oh, yes, you turned me on to those guys.
Distillery.
Yes.
So this is St. George's version. This is called Bruto Americano.
Bruto Americano.
So it's an Americano, and as St. George does, they're very, very true to their American spirit. They're made out in Alameda, California, across the bay from San Francisco. And the idea is that they're a bunch of brutish Americans copying, essentially, a beautiful, delicate Italian spirit.
What I love about the bittering function or the factor in these liqueurs is it really begins as an aperitif to prepare the palate for food.
Absolutely.
There's that drying element. It has that preparatory element that really says, have one, maybe two of these, then you dive into dinner at Commoner, and you're really treating your palate right, and you're making a lot of friends at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah, and you find that people will continue to drink these too, so it's a nice palate cleanser in between courses as well, so maybe you start off sipping one on the back patio before you go out to dinner, and you have a little Bruto and soda, or you have a Fernet Branca and Coke. Fernet Branca is one of the largest spirits consumed in Argentina.
I think the national cocktail is
Fernet Branca and true Coca-Cola, so not the stuff that we get here.
Right.
We would call it Mexican Coke here in Tucson, but the real sugar made Coca-Cola.
I love it. We're talking to Chris Cohen with Young's Market Company. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this live broadcast from Commoner & Co. Now, you don't look a day older. You just celebrated a birthday, and you don't stay in Tucson. You actually do a little bit of traveling, and I love following your kind of travel log as you're making your way around some of your great food and beverage favorites. What'd you guys do in the birthday party?
So seemingly every year I try to escape Tucson. It's June. Everyone else has June gloom. We have June, 108 degrees. So girlfriend and I decided this year for our big trip we were going to go up the West Coast. So we actually drove Tucson to San Diego and San Diego all the way up to Seattle.
Beautiful
so
trip.
2,469 miles later, hopped on a plane and came back to Tucson.
And a cocktail at every stop.
There were more than one cocktail at every stop.
Funny how that works out. Nancy and I just got back from a few days in Coronado, San Diego, and the reentry was a little rough.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Back here.
Beautiful weather.
But anyway, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Again, Young's Market, you and your company have always represented some of our family's great, favorite brands, favorite products, and there's a reason why people say yes to Young's Market, because it's service, it's culture, it's spirit, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And when Chris is a part of the cocktail conversation, the party never ends. Anyway, Chris Cohen, thanks so much for helping to steer the ship today. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, he is here, fellow foodies. You know him, you love him, you can't get enough of him. Tom Alfonso of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics is here with us live on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies, Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of a great happy hour here at Commoner & Co., southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb, here with my celebrity co-host from Young's Market Company, my good friend Chris Cohen, having a great cocktail. I love this Starship surprise that Kim Kaiser put together, and we can't wait to get her on the show on the other side of the next break to talk about the innovation and the imagination that transpires, that manifests whenever Kim is in control of the bar. Anyway, our next guest, as I said, is certainly no stranger to this show because he helps to educate our palates on fine, fresh, gourmet olive oils and aged, beautifully aged, silky, velvety balsamic vinegars. And, of course, from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, our very good friend Tom Alfonso is back.
How you doing? How you doing?
What's
Matt?
Up, sir?
Not much. How are you?
I mean, look, it's 106 degrees. I'm in the climate-controlled comfort of a cocktail.
Exactly.
Things are going great. Thanks for asking.
They are.
So I saw this come across Facebook the other day, and it stopped me in my tracks because it was another one of those things that showed us, you know, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics is not just a place to go buy oil and vinegar. It's not just a retail establishment. You're actually providing opportunities for your guests and for the community to really get an educated sense for the many layers, the many roles that both olive oil and vinegar and balsamic vinegars can play. And you actually are doing some summer cooking classes up there.
We are. We're doing some complimentary cooking classes.
Complimentary?
Yes, complimentary.
Okay, that means free, Chris Cohen.
Exactly.
I enjoy complimentary.
I need to get you back. Go ahead.
And then, so what we're doing is I'm just offering a few classes on some simple spreads, some dips, and dressings and marinades and shrubs, and using all the olive oils and balsamic vinegars. So next class is June 21st, which is a Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Phillips Plaza location. And then simple salads and shrubs will be again at Oro Valley on June 28th, which is a Wednesday at 11 a.m. And then also on July 1st, which is a Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Phillips Plaza. Going to do 10% off for the attendees of the class, and there's also door prizes. So it's just giving our customers and the community ideas on how to use olive oils and balsamics to make some simple spreads, some nice salad dressings, you know, refreshing for the summer. Customers are always asking us, oh, what do you do with this? What do you do with that? So this way here we can you know, introduce them to some new things.
And you can come be a part of this story. It's happening again June 21st at 11 a.m. at the St. Phillips Plaza location.
Right.
And then June 28th at 11 a.m. and July 1st at 11 a.m. Both of those are at the Oro Valley location.
The June 28th is Oro Valley. Okay. July 1st is at St. Phillips.
It's St. Phillips Plaza.
And you can go to our website and click on the events, and it's listed there, or watch Facebook. And then after the 4th of July, we'll hold some more classes.
And that's Alfonso OliveOil.com.
Exactly.
Is the website address. Now,
right.
We were talking about shrubs during the commercial break.
We were. And it's perfect for this tonight's episode.
Yeah. You know? It really is. Because, you know, leave your gardening gloves at home.
Exactly.
We're not talking about greenery. We're talking about shrubs, a vinegar-based, Chris Cohen, what would you call, is it just a finish? Is it a floaty?
It really depends on how you use it. So it's not necessarily a finisher. It can be just a part like we were just talking about bitters. It can be a true element of the cocktail that you're shaking into it, you're stirring into it. Sometimes you can finish with it. oftentimes when you finish with something like a shrub, it might be a little too powerful for someone who picks up the glass and sips out of it, but it's perfect for someone who will put a straw into it.
I think what the vinegar does, too, is the vinegar almost acts as a bridge.
It does.
Between the other flavors in the cocktail.
It does.
And that's what I love about what a shrub can be.
And it's even great in water. I mean, of course, in the store, we're putting them in water. I mean, it's very easy to make. It's refreshing. But you can add it to alcoholic beverages. I mean, I think a lot of bartenders are using them nowadays in alcoholic beverages. It's just a really refreshing drink.
Give us an idea of, like, one of the spreads that you have lined up for one of the classes.
So they've made a goat cheese with goat cheese and rosemary spread, and they also a roasted red pepper spread.
Mm.
So that's a very nice one. And these can also be used as dips. They could be used as put on pasta. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. You know, you could just have it on crackers. So there's quite a few different ways to use these.
Yeah, so I mean,
they'll show you. You know, we'll show you every way that we think is possible, and then you know, give us ideas, and we try them right there. So.
Now, when you're putting these together, the shrubs and the salads and the spreads, oh my! Are the people that come to the class, are they going to be able to have a little bit of the taste what's all coming together?
Definitely. We sample everything out, so we make it right there in front of them, and they get to sample it and have a sample and as much as they want.
Great summer flavors, bringing in fun new ways to appreciate great gourmet olive oils and balsamics for the low ticket price of nothing.
Of nothing.
It's free.
It's
and
free.
You said 10% off, so that's another bonus.
Right.
You come in, you go to the class, you imagine a little bit, you do a little tasting, you fill your recipe box with ideas, and then you still get 10% off anything in the store?
Anything in the store. And it's refreshing. It's informal, so, I mean, just come and get out of the heat. I mean, it's something to do. We do have a couple new flavors. We have a white raspberry balsamic, which we're going to make the shrub with at the St. Philip store on Wednesday.
I'm seeing the wheels turn in Chris's head. When he's thinking about that, he's coming with a couple of cocktail ideas as we speak.
Exactly. and then we have a new smoked olive oil also, which is really good.
With meat, and salmon. With a mezcal back.
To take it to a different level, something else I've been playing with a lot is when you have a foamy cocktail such as this, you can use a little oil over the top. So I've been doing a lot with Thai chili oil. I've been doing infused olive oils, like a blood orange olive oil, and doing that over the top. So it not only adds a little pop to the eye, but also adds that viscosity and a little color as well.
And I was reading about that, where a lot of bartenders are starting to use olive oil in cocktails.
Absolutely.
Even some of the plain olive oils, the ones that have a lot of that peppery finish to it, a robust oil.
And this is coming from a guy that told me to actually try a little olive oil in my ice cream, which I did, and it was my life hasn't been the same ever since. Tom Alfonso, again, remind all our listeners where your two locations are.
St. Phillips Plaza at Campbell and River and Plaza Escanita on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee.
AlfonsoOliveOil.com for all the information. Tom, give Nancy a big hug for us. We will see you
come
soon
see us
at
Wednesday.
These classes.
All right.
We're
going to
take another quick commercial break and thank a couple more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, she's here. The general manager of Commoner & Co., Kim Kaiser, is going to be talking about summertime sipping and libating in this live broadcast from Commoner & Co. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I've always said that food should make you feel good. It should cater to your comfort and anchor the very moments that memories are made of. So why not make some memories tonight at Tucson's Comfort Table, Commoner & Co.? The story begins with a bounty from behind the bar, with specialty cocktails, local and regional craft beers, and super fun wines that you may not have seen anywhere else. Then it's the cuisine that takes center stage, with the freshest ingredients from the land and sea that weave their way through a seasonally inspired menu. Feeling comfy yet? Bring it all together with an atmosphere that's built around community, around conviviality, and yes, around comfort. And you've experienced what a memorable meal is all about. Happy Hour is 7 days a week, with dinner served nightly and a neighborhood brunch on Sundays. And the comfort is always complimentary, of course, at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell, and we are here at Commoner & Co. in the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. We are at the epicenter of happy hour. Come on in here and join us. You know what? If for no other reason than to get a selfie with Chris Cohen. I mean, they're lined up, for crying out loud.
This is one of my home away from home, so you can find me here a lot.
You're like a major celebrity. And I'm looking around the room, and I see a lot of celebrities, too. And if you're a fan of the Barbershop Quartet, my friend Ed Johnson is here. He's a world-renowned Barbershop Quartet singer. I mean, he is actually around the galaxy, people know this guy. He's got the voice of just this wonderful, robust, deep, beautiful voice. And when he speaks, when he tells Joe. Anyway, come on over here and see Ed and get a selfie with him at the same time. Anyway, we started this show by raising our glasses with some new summer cocktails. And there is somebody here that is at the heart. The heart of the cocktail story. And she not only stops the job behind the bar, she actually runs the place. The general manager, Kim Kaiser. Kim, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks for having me.
We always have so much fun. I mean, I think Nancy and I are like part of the furniture by now.
Oh, absolutely. Part of the family.
What table number are we sitting at
We're
right
at
now?
31.
Okay, this is our table, 31. There should be a permanent reserved sign on
Done.
This table. Can we just do that right
Done.
Now?
Done.
Great.
Ordering as we speak.
Last time you were on the show, it was a fall episode.
Yes.
We were talking about a cocktail called the Sweater Weather.
Yes.
Sweater Weather.
Yes.
Don't need any sweaters now this time of year.
Not at all.
Because we're doing some summer sipping. What does this new summer bar menu look like?
So we kind of went for color and poolside booze heavy. That's essentially our theme.
What a coincidence, because Roger Hathorn is sitting right there, and you said poolside boozy. I mean, there's Roger.
That's what we
right
went
there.
For.
Well, you nailed it with this great, what do you call it, the
Starshine
surprise, and everything kind of grows from there. So what do you think about when you've talked about the anchor of the experience, but what kind of flavors, you talked about colors, what all comes together when you're putting together a cocktail list like this from a blank landscape?
When we're kind of building cocktail menus, a lot of the flavors I pull are from desserts or food or menu items that I really like. Like a lot of desserts we build are off of dessert flavors. But you just add booze and cut back on the sugar, add a little acid, and you've got a killer drink.
And it's all about sort of the balance and the complexity and how flavor profiles work together.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the cocktails that I've had here, as a matter of fact, first time I ever had a rye gin was here,
mm-hmm.
Thanks to you and Chris Cohen,
mm-hmm.
From your good friends at St. George Distillery.
Love St. George.
Now, do you guys work? I mean, Chris Cohen is not your typical, for lack of a better phrase, liquor rep, right? I mean, he really is kind of part of the story here as well, right?
He does it all above.
Do you guys get together when you're talking about cocktails? What role does Chris play in helping think through what can come together in a glass?
He's like our boozy spirit mentor.
That's the second time you said boozy. I love this. Come on out and have a boozy good time at Commoner.
Exactly. So when I went out in Napa and San Francisco in January, and Cohen actually sent us to St. George Distillery, and I think that was, of all the things that I went to, that was definitely one of my favorites. So, you know, in the fall we had the cocktail with the St. George Dry Rye. Now in the summer I've got the cocktail with the St. George Green Chili Vodka.
Oh.
So we'll probably definitely have a St. George cocktail for the rest of forever.
You'd better, as long as Chris is around.
Well, and you develop ambassadors when you send them to these places and
Absolutely.
They see the magic that happens behind the scenes.
No pun intended, this strawberry magic is definitely doing some tricks in my mouth. But in addition to the Starshine Surprise, what's another idea of a great cocktail that you put together for this time of year on the menu?
Probably another one of my favorites is the T70. It's super refreshing, nice orange, tangerine, Meyer lemon, Deep Eddy lemon vodka, so
oh
it does
gosh.
Get a little bit of sweetness in there.
A burst of citrus here.
This is what I think about when I'm thinking about sipping on a cocktail by the pool.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't know what to
Those
say.
Those sneaky ones, you know, that sneak up
it's
on
a
you.
Little, it's a little sneaky.
Uh-huh.
But that's you. That's just what you do.
You don't think it's booze heavy, but I promise you it is.
No, it's not. It's not booze heavy. It's booze heavy.
Booze.
Say
that 10 times
take
fast.
Matt's breath away.
Man, oh, man, that is hanging out by the pool. Sun is shining, having a great cocktail, perfect time of year. I mean, it looks like it's got the wonderful, vibrant colors of the Sonoran Desert. And I feel almost a little bit sophisticated drinking it out of this martini glass. How am I doing on my dainty factor?
It looks almost like Tang.
I think you got to put
your
pinky up.
Like, it looks very pleasing.
You know what? It's funny you say that because there's a little bit of a suggestion of that great Tang flavor. Takes me back to when I was doing cocktails
like
at age five. Anyway, what have you guys done on the wine list? Are you changing some things up with the wines as well?
Yeah, so we definitely wanted to make it more summer forward. You know, take away some of those big, big, oaky, a lot of those... A lot of those winter wines, we definitely made it a lot more light, citrusy, just really, really refreshing. One of the favorite ones that I put on there was the Clos Pegase Chardonnay.
Mm.
That was another one of the ones that Chris sent me to when I was out in Napa. It has all that oak from, you know, the Rombauer drinkers really like,
right.
But it's balance.
Nancy's going to love that one.
You would never know. She'll absolutely love it. She'll never know.
Now, I was a big fan of the Renegade and the Bone Shaker. What's new for me that I'm going to like?
The Bone Shaker, I still have. That one I'll probably have forever. Instead of the Renegade, my big kind of Syrah, I went with the straight Syrah from Coupe.
All right, we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. We got to take a hard news break. Thank our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to continue on with Ken, as well as the inaugural debut of Chef Victor Padilla. He's on the other side of this break in this live broadcast from Commoner & Co. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tankaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You are listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another great happy hour here at Commoner & Co., of course, on the southeast corner of
sunrise and cold here with my good friend from Young's Market Company, Chris Cohen. The cocktails, it's like a painter's palette of color.
It's definitely an array of colors right now.
It really is.
And I'm digging all the garnishes, too.
We should also say our good friends over at the 1912 Brewing Company, they're coming up on their second anniversary party. It's all going to benefit the Make-A-Wish Arizona organization. It's happening on July 1st from 12 noon to 10 p.m. They're going to have live music, a lot of games, the Blacktop Grill and Dickie's Barbecue food trucks, two of my personal favorites, in fact. They're going to be there feeding all the guests. Alan Conger, the president and head brewer, tells me that there's going to be several new beers that are going to be tapped, including a couple of new Gosses and some barrel-aged beers as well, not to mention a select few kegs that they've kind of held back because that's what Alan Conger does. He kind of holds things back. But anyway, put that on your calendar. It is going to be a blast. Again, July the 1st from noon to 10 p.m. It's 1912 Brewing Company's Starry Night second anniversary party. It all benefits Make-A-Wish Arizona. Of course, they're on 2045 North Forbes Boulevard, Suite 105. Check it out and help celebrate the craft beer culture here in Southern Arizona. And we move right from beer back to cocktails and back to General Manager Kim Kaiser, who is, she's just a star, isn't she, Chris?
She's always bright.
Aww. Tell me more.
I mean, coming up with the names of these great cocktails, coming up with the flavors, the colors. You've got light, bright, all coming together, vibrancy. Of course, all these photos are going to be up on our Facebook page, on our Instagram gallery, on Twitter, on the menu live across all social media channels. Anyway, Kim Kaiser, thanks for hosting us here today.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun here at table number, what is this?
31.
31.
Write it down again.
31. I'm writing it down for the second time. Oh, thank you, Starshine Surprise.
Anyway, make sure to have a Russell plaque next week.
Yes, exactly. I would prefer the coveted star, though, on the floor.
Done.
Can you arrange that?
I'll make it happen.
Very good. Well, there's a guy here who is making it happen each and every night. And when I met this guy... what was the event at La Encantada? Was it the...
It was the event
to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs. I actually had a chance to meet him for the first time, though I've been enjoying his majesty at the back of the House of Commoner Co. since he assumed the mantle, the pinnacle of his career, to become executive chef. And I love this guy because he's just like, you know, hey, I love food. You know, and he's not one of these ego-driven, you know, kind of guys. And it's all about making great food, sharing a part of a great story, doing it at a great establishment, and sharing his art with the people that have come to celebrate it. And I don't know what else to say, but other than welcome, Executive Chef Victor Padilla is here.
I mean,
right, Kim? I mean, hey, thanks, Matt. Yep. I mean, this is Chef Victor Padilla. This is what he does. Chef, I want to talk about this menu. You know, people have been anticipating this change. They've been hearing stories on the street. Commoner & Co. is rolling out some new summer dishes, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But you and I don't know each other that well, and I want to help kind of tell your story to our audience. Take us back, Victor. Take us back to that day, that when that spark hit, when you said, I think I know what I want to do with my life. I want to tell stories through food. When
actually,
did that begin?
When I was 16, I used to work at Papagayo's. I don't know if you guys remember that from back in the day.
Of course.
I was a dishwasher there at the time.
Okay, and, Sunrise and Swan, that's right.
Exactly.
Where Elsie's Day is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, right.
My uncle at the time was the manager, and I just got a job, summer job, dishwashing. But I didn't like dishwashing. I was like, I don't want to be a dishwasher. Nobody wants to go home wet, you know. So I asked him for an opportunity to work on the line, and he was like, yeah, let's give you a try. I liked it, you know. It was just simple cooking, you know, every day, mom and dad Mexican. When I really started enjoying cooking was when I worked with Maria Jose from Boca.
Yep.
She opened up my mind to just flavors, everything, possibilities. I also worked for Nicole and Travis down at 47 Scott.
Oh, right on.
I worked 4 years for them. They opened up the doors for a scratch kitchen restaurant for me.
Yeah, right.
So last year, I actually spent 8 months in California. That's where I really found myself, and I wanted to be what I'm at now. Like, I discovered what I wanted to do with my cooking and represent who I am, honestly.
I tell you what, Chris, I mean, listening to that story, it's no wonder why the dishes here have become a part of our heart, because along his journey, he's studied under and worked with who I think are some of the best in the business.
Well, yeah.
I mean, 47 Scott, right? I mean, one of the pioneering restaurants downtown. Maria, I mean, she just does crazy wild.
I know Maria since
and she listens
16.
To this show every day, so she's listening
she
right
listen.
Now.
Yeah.
She absolutely
she's,
is.
I got much love for Maria. She showed me so many. Like, I like the way that she just says, why not cook this with this? She's the one that opened up my eyes to just my palate, just try this with this and just cook.
So how did you, when you got that moment, when you got that call, when you got the, you know, it's almost like getting the call to the majors, right? I mean, when you get the call, you're coming over to Commoner & Co. What was that like? I mean, you've had this journey, you know, learning some things along the way. What were you hoping to bring to the Commoner & Co. conversation?
I don't know, honestly, man. I mean, I just, like as you said, I just like to cook. Right. So I just, whatever I picked up in California, I feel like this summer menu was my opportunity to show it all. To prove myself that my 8 months out there weren't wasted, you know?
Right.
I was out there 8 months working day and night, just perfecting my craft, and this is what I got so far. I'm still learning as I go, so it'll get better as it goes.
You see what I'm talking about? I'm still learning as I go.
And
not
and
everybody
was,
says that.
I was in here doing my own work, sitting there with Kim, talking about whatever it was I was pitching that day, and this came out as a fish special. I think it might be this exact dish. And I sat there, and he broke it down in front of me, and I said, that's something that might be menu-worthy, and then obviously it worked out.
I love it. You know, when you come into a scene like this, when you come into a restaurant that is really well-known for many dishes, I mean, you basically, from the top of the menu to the bottom, you've got fans of every dish on the menu. Now, when you dream about a new menu, there are some difficult decisions that you have to make.
I mean,
some things stay and some things go. What was that process like? You know, scratching your head and saying,
yeah, it was a headache. I mean, it is what it is. It was a headache, you know. But we got through it, and I'm happy. We did keep some dishes that were really great. No, a lot of the old chefs did good stuff for this restaurant. It's awesome.
Now, Kim, what was that like, Kim? I mean, did you kind of have to whisper in his ear to say, look, chef, you know, we're really excited about what you're bringing, but you touch that flat iron pork and you're gone.
I really lucked out. I think we both kind of had in mind the same things, you know, stuff that was really popular that works both winter and summer. We kept, you know, stuff that was full of winter flavors and made the right decision kind of to switch those up a little bit.
And it absolutely worked. Now, when you're thinking about summer, we're going to talk about the menu in a minute and actually do a couple of tastings here. But when you're thinking about summer, what that season tastes like, what that season is all about on the palate, where does your imagination go? What kind of flavors are you thinking are musts for a summertime menu?
For sure, tangy flavor. Tangy is always a must.
Yeah.
Something light as well. I like my dishes to look overwhelming with color. But light to the stomach, you know. I want you to leave satisfied, but I want you to leave super full, and I want your palate to try my flavors and want more of my flavors. That's what I'm aiming for.
Overwhelming in appearance.
There you go.
But light on the. I mean, and Kim, this guy's the real deal.
I lucked out.
And that's not easy to do, right, Chef?
I mean, it's not, man. I got it done, and I'm proud. My kitchen helped me a lot. And we got it done, so I'm happy with the outcome so far.
It's almost cocktail-wise, Chris. I mean, when you're thinking overwhelming on appearance, you might automatically think there is a lot going on and it's going to be a big boom in your mouth, but that's not always the case.
You want layers of flavor. You want appealing to the eye.
It's all about layers. So here we are. Talk first, just to give our listeners some peace of mind, some comfort, some encouragement of the menu items that were on the menu when you came here to Commoner. What is still on the menu? What can you not touch without risking your job?
You said it before, the flat iron pork.
Okay, so it's still there.
Yeah.
Been there since day one.
Day one, God. Yeah. I heard the flank was one of your favorites, too, so that stayed on the menu.
Oh, dude. That flank steak, seriously.
Yeah, it's
Chris,
awesome.
Chris, have you had the flank steak?
Of course. I've had almost everything on every menu.
I love it's a wonderful integration of char and salt and fat. And I love when those all work together so beautifully.
Perfect bite.
That flank is off the hook. Okay, good. So good. I feel much better now.
There you go.
Let's start the show over, don't we?
I want
another hour now.
I know it's a new menu, but I miss Vin's hot mustard already. Shout out to Vin Wynn.
Okay, so you miss it. Does that mean the hen is gone? The hen is gone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the hen was awesome.
So good.
Hen was awesome. And you know, and you say, well, okay, well, it might be a little intimidating. You got to do a lot of work. But that I never found that to be the case because it was just reduced so well.
Perfect.
That, you know, the wings and that they were just peeling away.
But now I have to find new things to pull.
You have to find some new things.
There you go.
Okay, so here we are. Blank canvas for a menu. Give us an idea of some of the new dishes here at Commoner & Co.
Well, we have my favorite, the scallop dish. It's a pan-seared scallop. with the cauliflower two ways, the cauliflower puree, and then we have a fried cauliflower tossed in a Calabrian chili remoulada.
Beautiful.
With the seasoned root vegetable chips. We have sweet potato chips and red beet chips tossed in a little smoked paprika and salt, and then just our pretty much our microgreen mix right there.
Let me ask our resident photographer, Jim Wood. By the way, if you need any photography at all, you need to use Jim Wood and no one else. www.jswoodphoto.com. All of these great pictures are going to be up on our website. Now, this is the scallop dish that you were talking about, Chef?
Right there, yes.
Okay, so let's move into that, Chris.
Oh, yes,
we're going to talk about this dish in a moment, but let's see what Chef is talking about when it comes to this new flavors of summer. This is what this is all about. We're going to distribute some flatware here.
Yes, sir.
Put my daughter to work. Katie, come on. Bring us some silverware, for crying out loud. Yes, Katie Russell, really a part of the Commoner team in full disclosure. But anyway, let her greet you at the door with a smile on her face and a song in her heart. Anyway, now these scallops are huge.
Yes.
What are these, like U2s?
Yeah,
U3s?
U10s, actually.
I mean, it's almost like a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, for crying out loud. Okay, so let's go in on this, Chris. What now, is there a protocol here, Chef? I mean, I don't want to compromise the artistry of this plate. But Chris
I recommend a bite of everything. When I cook my dishes, I usually, before I put a dish together, I'll take every single dish, put it on a spoon. If I like how it goes, I'll keep adding to it. If
okay.
I like the fried part, I put it on the plate.
Oh, I like that.
So okay. I recommend a bite of everything.
Okay, great. Okay, now look what I've done. I have mistakenly picked up a knife to cut the scallop. Now, I saw you grin. I saw you grin. You're like, dude, without saying a word, you don't need a knife. But anyway, just beautiful. I can't do scallops at home. I've tried. It's tough.
You've
tried scallops at home? Seriously. All right, so you got this beautiful Claiborne chili. Now, what about this? This is like a little
cauliflower puree.
This is the cauliflower puree.
Sir.
Are you fascinated by the cauliflower? Is like on fire these days.
It's a nice ingredient.
Now, it's something that's easy to use and takes on a lot of different flavors, so you can play with it. You can make rice out of it. You can make couscous out of it.
I honestly don't. Now you're crunching on some root vegetable chips, while I'm letting these seared scallops almost begin to melt the moment they go on the palate. And this is a dish that Victor Padilla was saying. Here's a great example. To the eyes, it's vibrant, it's big, it's overwhelming. You go in, and it's just that immediate sense of comfort. Just gorgeous.
I got to get used to this co-host thing. Maybe when you're eating, I'm not crunching. I'll start speaking at that point.
Because it is literally impossible.
Yeah.
Well, for most people. To eat and talk at the same time.
Yeah. Well,
now
properly.
I'm actually going to follow that with a little bit of this. What was the name of this cocktail?
The T70.
The T70. Because I'm thinking that the fruit, kind of almost like a sweet, savory thing working together here. How am I doing?
I think you're doing great. I think you've got the sweetness, you've got the savoriness, we've got a little of that gremolata, so the oiliness that we were just talking about with Alfonso's.
Oh, man.
It's all coming together right now.
Okay, Chef Victor Padilla, you've done it, man. This is a gorgeous dish. These scallops, I honestly don't know that I've had a better scallop, and I love the texture differences, too. The creaminess, the crunch, the tenderness of that scallop. This is only an hour show, so we got to move on, but don't touch these scallops. Get away, Roger Hathorn. Get away from my scallops. Buy your own show, for crying out loud. Okay, now, you've got another dish.
Yes,
now, people are raving about this. The new menu just rolled out, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and people are raving about this. What is this all about?
This is an airline chicken breast that's sous vide with bacon fat and rosemary and thyme for flavor. Sous vide at 136 degrees for an hour, exactly. Hour and 5 minutes exactly, so you get this perfect tender chicken breast that just falls apart.
Mm.
You have your fingerling potatoes, mushrooms, asparagus, cipollinis, all pan seared with a little garlic and shallot. And they're brought together back with a little chicken stock, orange juice, lime juice, and a little butter just to bring it all together for a pan butter jus.
Just a little butter to bring
just
it all together?
Just a little butter to bring it together.
That's your mantra, isn't it?
It is what it is. Yeah.
No, people are going to be stopping you on the street tomorrow. Hey, you're the butter dude! anyway, Chris, you got to take a bite of that.
If I'm going first, here we go.
You're going to go first because I want to talk about sous vide. I love this traditional French technique that actually got a start back in the 1700s. It's sort of the the 1700s version of low and slow.
Yeah, it's
so basically
awesome, man.
You're letting these ingredients sit in a warm water bath for
at a set temperature. I'm doing these at 136 for an hour and 5 minutes exactly.
What we love about sous vide is it really allows you to have evenness throughout, even temperature throughout the protein,
like
even
that.
Temperature throughout the dish. Now Chris is like going into convulsions
I'm
here on this airline chicken. All right, let's pass it over here. I'm going to take a bite. Chris, you share your observations again. Plating, so important to Victor Padilla and his team here at Commoner, and this is another example of why that is so. Chris, talk about that airline chicken.
There is absolutely an extra juiciness that comes from when you sous vide anything.
Oh, check it out.
I think the temperature that he's doing it at is absolutely perfect. Then I'm guessing you broil it at the end, so it
yeah,
still
bring,
has that really
back,
nice...
just a quick pan sear. Actually get that pan, skin
pan
crispy.
Seared, sorry. So it has a really crispy characteristic that comes along with it. So you're not missing out on any of that additional texture by sous-viding the chicken there. And I think just that, yeah, the crust that comes out on that pan sear is perfect.
It's gorgeous. Now, I took a little bite of the skin because my wife, Nancy, wasn't looking. She was, like, turned away because Nancy's got this thing. She needs to remove the skin. She removes it with the precision of a surgeon and a scalpel. She takes the cabbage out of an egg roll, for crying out loud. Once she has this airline chicken, she is going to change her tune when it comes to skin because, Jeff, skin is in again.
It is.
Seriously.
My girlfriend never is the opposite. She'll pull the skin off because it's extra crispy so she can eat it so I don't get any of it. So I feel fortunate to have some right now.
I'm going to tie Nancy up and feed her skin. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Take that one back.
Yes. Oh, look, here's the FCC tweeting me as we speak.
Whoops.
Anyway, we're going to continue on in a couple of minutes, but let's see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at winning a gift certificate to experience Commoner & Co. for themselves. Have you guys thought about what a fun trivia question would be to ask our listeners today?
So I think that Cohen and I both have maybe a shared interest in our favorite distillery. I want to know who was paying attention and knows which distillery that was.
Oh, great question. Okay, so Cohen, I'm going to start calling you Cohen.
You can.
Cohen and Kim Kaiser, say that three times fast. They have a shared affinity. They have a shared love, a shared passion for a wonderful distillery. And we've talked about that distillery on this show more than one time. If you think you know the answer to our question, send me a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. First person in is going to get a Commoner & Co. Do you want to say that on air? That's awesome. $50, a $50 gift card for Commoner & Co. Anyway,
getting generous.
You've got a kitchen team, Victor Padilla, that is wondering where you are.
Yeah.
I want to thank you. I want to salute you. I want to know how much we treasure your work. And if these two dishes are just an idea, an example of what this new seasonal menu at Commoner looks like, you're going to make a whole lot of new friends. And I hope you say that you knew us when. Don't look down on the little people.
Always.
You know, nope. We're part of the family.
Always remember where you come from.
Victor Padilla, thank you
guys.
So much. We're
going
to take a quick break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Brian Morris and Nathan Aries, the partners at Commoner & Co., with some fun news about what's happening on the local food scene. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Saguaro Corners Restaurant and Bar has been serving Tucson's East Side and Saguaro National Park since 1956. But this is not your grandfather's Saguaro Corners. They have 22 craft beers on tap, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas you will find in Tucson. Their menu has something for everyone with more than 60 different choices, from great barbecue to creative burgers and sandwiches to a mouthwatering selection of Arizona comfort food. They feature live music four nights a week on their cool patio with misters and incredible Rincon Mountain views. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Come on down and give Saguaro Corners a try on the corner of South Old Spanish Trail and Escalante. It's worth a trip.
Too much fun in this live broadcast from Commoner & Co. On the southeast corner of Sunrise and Colton here, celebrating the flavors and the colors and the textures of summer. Kim Kaiser and Victor Padilla got us started with all that is shaking and stirring and plating here at truly one of the finest restaurants around. And Chris Cohen from Young's Market, I mean, you're pairing up some great cocktails, going beautifully with these dishes. And again, it's very thoughtful. It's intentional. I mean, the way you work together with this team, I want to like be there at the table.
It's incredible. They pay me
for this. Like, I live a mile away, for crying out loud.
The fact that I get paid money to do this is sometimes mind blowing.
Right. Well, next time you're here, I'm going to call you, Cohen. You call me. You say, "Hey, Russell, I'm here. We're doing some imaginative work here. Get here. I'm going to sign up."
Heard.
Speaking about imagination, you know, two guys in this community who have are really as much a part of the culinary landscape as anybody, helping to push the envelope day in and day out to really make sure, you know, guests have discriminating palates. They've got expectations. They come into a restaurant, they better have a memorable experience or they're not coming back.
Absolutely.
And these guys have pledged their allegiance to that spirit because hospitality is the thread that weaves its way through all of their concepts. And here they are, two of my favorite people in the world, Nathan Aries and Brian BMO Morris. What's happening, guys? I mean, look, I'm at table 31. Yeah. There's always a party at table 31, isn't there?
There really is.
There's a Matt's there.
Yeah.
So all I got to say, guys, is now how long has Commoner Ampersand Co. Been in business? You guys swung your doors open, one.
Two years ago. We actually, I think we just celebrated our second birthday about, what was it, last week?
Well, let me raise a T70 in your honor.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
That is absolutely extraordinary. Foothills Dining at its absolute
best.
We'll
just start off with, I'm impressed that Kim has stayed for 2 years with us. That's impressive.
Yeah, now she doesn't have a microphone, so perfect timing.
Yeah, I know.
That was all part of the choreography, right?
She'll yell at me later.
Of course
she
will.
I guarantee that.
What are your favorite moments? I mean, it's been two, you know, over 2 years. What, when you look back, I mean, what are the headlines of what Commoner & Co. is? You now have gone through many seasonal shifts. Uh-huh. You've gone through architectural changes. You've gone through all these wonderful things. Give us some headlines the last couple of years.
If I can cut in, sorry, but I would actually say Kim. And not just saying this because she's here, but she's been here through the just through the whole ride, and now she's the big boss lady. So
she
runs the show, and she makes our jobs easy here. And, you know, Victor's another plus. The menu, this summer menu is strictly these two. Mm. We came in and we put our 2 cents in, and Kim shut us down or said yes. You know what I mean? Honestly, Mama Bear. I literally walk in and say hi to Mama Bear, and I walk out. You know, it's her show. So that's a big highlight here. Other than that, I don't know. BMO, take it away. The neighborhood.
That's what I was going to say. I think one of my absolute favorite things about this this restaurant and working here is walking in and just it really feels like you're almost throwing a little house party every night. You
right.
know, I walk in and I see so many familiar faces. So
you see
many,
the Russells?
I get to see.
Table 31, represent.
I get to see the Russells. Katie and her smiling face.
There she is, Katie Russell. Big, beautiful Katie Russell. Absolutely.
Yeah. Keep her out of trouble. We do.
It takes a village. Yeah. we'll edit that part out of the podcast for the rerun.
Sorry, Mom.
But anyway, you're right. I mean, this community really has responded to this offering, right?
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's, you know, to have that, you know, those regulars and those smiling faces out front, and then to walk in back in the kitchen and to have so much talent back there and the people that are creating these, you know, these menus and working so hard. And it's just, you're surrounded by just this energy and this fun, and it's a great place. It's really cool.
And even, you know, we're big fans of Jordan, too, and Jordan delivered some more cocktails as we were talking because that's what he does. Especially the table 31. We probably worked the table 31 line enough for the day. But anyway, I mean, services is really at the center of the culture here. I mean, and it's like, you know, Mo, I mean, everybody, they're, it's all like you guys are members of our family. And that's what we treasure most about Commoner because, you know, we're just ordinary folks that just pop in here 5 nights a week.
Well, we take the... not to throw out another company's name, but we take the Fox Industries motto.
Yeah.
Everyone that walks through the door is VIP, and we really treat everyone that way, especially the neighborhood folks. And it's just we run it that way.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, the Fox team, you know, great folks, leaders in the culinary scene. You know, all across the country, and hospitality really is what they're all about. So the fact that you know, both as restaurant concept companies are really adopting that as part of the offering for your guests is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
And it's also happening over at your other – now, I know Chef is constantly thinking about, like, probably three menus ahead. Are you guys thinking, like, three concepts ahead? I mean, you got Prep and Pastry. Now, last time we were on this show, we were just announcing the opening of Prep 2. How are things going over there on Grant Road?
It's going great. You know, we're excited about Prep, but Kim has yelled at us enough to calm down and slow down. So we slowed down for the time being.
Good. I mean, that's a good – I think that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. BMO wants to keep going, but I told him to stop.
Well, that's BMO.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've got so many different concepts. I don't want to. I don't want to tell you about too many of them.
BMO never stops.
You got to see our other partner, Praco. That guy's a madhouse.
We need to get him. He's never been on this show.
You don't want him on here.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
I don't know if there's enough cocktails on the
check
table
the regulations
for him right now.
First.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, BMO, one dish on this new menu that you think is representative of you, your spirit, your personality, your psychology.
Man.
If I want to be BMO for a day and I come into Commoner & Co, what dish am I ordering?
We don't have mac and cheese.
Well,
he's been going for mac and cheese since day one.
We don't have the kids menu, so I'm going to go off of the regular dinner menu here. I think if I had to pick what I've been pushing for a while, I think one of our new fun summer dishes is our crispy calamari and octopus.
And there it is.
Because the calamari is great. And you know what I mean? You can't go wrong with that. But throw in that octopus, I think it just kind of seals the deal.
Love it. Seal the deal. Come on over here and join us at Commoner & Co. Kim Kaiser, Brian Morris, Nathan Aries, Chris Cohen. Thank you guys
still
so much
here.
For hanging out with us.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Chris Cohen reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers. We'll see you at Commoner. Saturday.